2 years. I believe it was 2 years ago that we weren't even here for Easter service. They told us we had to close our churches and everything. We had a lot of things going on. They were tough times, and so I think sometimes we need a little encouragement. There were times where we had questions and we had no answers. We had times of fear and we had no faith. There were times of despair and loneliness, times of financial uncertainty. We had a loss of freedoms. We had times of sickness, time of loss. I came across some words the other day in my devotional from Pastor Chuck Swindoll, and I'd like to share them with you. See if you can relate to them like I did. When I read these words, I thought, yeah, that's me. These words go something like this. The Christian is a weird sort. Let's face it, we're all earthlings, yet the Bible says we're citizens of heaven. This world may not be our home, but it's our residence. Furthermore, we are to live in the world, but we are not to be of the world. It can get a little confusing. End of quotes there with Chuck Swindoll. You ever feel like that? We're here, but we're not supposed to be here. We're just passing through. We see the darkness. We see the evil all around us, and we're called to be salt and light. But we know that our citizenship isn't here. As the verse that followed that quote said, it's found in Philippians 3:20. It said, our citizenship is in heaven, for which we eagerly wait a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So be of good cheer. We have many things to be thankful for. I made a partial list here, and I don't know if you like lists or if you like to write things down. I hope I hit all the main highlights here. I feel like I didn't have adequate time to prepare, but we're doing the best we can, and so... We tried to find someone else to take her place, take pastor's place, even pay them, but we couldn't find anybody. So I'm here. I'm good for nothing. So so we have many things to be thankful for. Just an interlude there. What are some of the things that we have to be thankful for? Number one, we have the Lord. We have him. We also have each other here this morning. We have each other to fellowship with. We have the Holy Spirit who lives within us. We have his promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Boy, those are pretty good right there in and of itself, those four. We also have an eternal home in heaven that no one can take away from us. You know, it's an amazing thing. I often think, you know, let's say when we got saved, we got this ticket that we were handed a ticket. Now, you got to have this ticket in your hand to get to heaven. You know, everywhere we go down here on earth, you need a ticket or something to get in if it's a paying event. But we don't have to have that ticket in our hand. God holds that ticket. We're held in his hand, and no one can take us out of his hand. We're safe with him. I think of that one hymn that we sing. It says, no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Wow, what a reason to be thankful for. Also, as a church, we have some things that we can be thankful for. We can come together and we can praise our Savior together. We can learn more of him. We can encourage one another. You know, it's good to hear the buzz when we have our greeting time again. I'm glad that we can have it again. Things are quieting down a little bit, and we can greet one another, and everyone's talking and encouraging one another, finding out how they're doing. And so that's always a good time to hear the buzz in the sanctuary as we greet one another. One of my favorite times as well. We can pray for one another, just as we prayed for Victor's family there, and we can see answers to prayer. Where can you go in this dark world and have someone walk up to you and say, I'm praying for you? Know that they're holding your name up before God, the creator of the universe, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And we can sing the hymns of old. And I think in this psalm, as we read through it, it made a reference to some singing. So what we're going to do, we're going to break it up here a little bit this morning. We're going to go over a couple verses, and then we're going to sing a song. You may all remain seated. Jim's going to lead us in a couple songs, and then we'll wrap it up here. But we're going to just take a look at this psalm, Psalm 27. And we hope that we'll glean some good things from it. Let's look at the first five verses here together. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Wow, what a sentence. What words put together there. The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What an awesome verse. Verse 2, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Wow, I think of the people there in Ukraine, all the innocent people that are involved in this war. They have an enemy coming against them, and they're hopefully their trust is in the Lord. I hear there's many Christians in Ukraine. I also hear that one of the largest Jewish churches in Ukraine. And so it's our privilege to lift them up in prayer. And I hope they're able to get their Bible out and look at these verses. And they encourage my heart. I hope they would be encouraged, and you as well. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Wow. I think of back in America, back in the 1800s, when the West was being settled, of the forts that were out there. When the settlers were in trouble, they would go to the fort. The fort was logs with points on them that were driven into the ground and had a big gate, and it was protection. And I think of these first five verses, and I think of protection and power. And a hymn came to my mind. And if you would, let's open our hymn books to number 172. And you can remain seated, and Jim's going to come and lead us. A mighty fortress is our God.
I'd like us to sing verses 1, 3, and 4. The last two verses have a continuation of thought. So 1, 3, and 4.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Verse 3. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit, the gifts are ours, through him who with us sideth. That good and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
Amen. Beautiful singing, beautiful words. A mighty fortress is our God. we have nothing to fear. So let's look at this psalm once again. Let's look at verse 6. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. There it is. That's why we're singing this morning some. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. That last sentence there, then the Lord will take care of me. How beautiful is that? Those words are those words. They're also a theme of a song that we sing often, and it's one of my favorite ones. And it's hymn number 164, His Eye is on the Sparrow. And I think it's beautiful words. So you will remain seated, and we're going to sing that song, number 164. Jim, thank you.
I think we'll sing the first and last verses of this song. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
In the wintertime, one of Cindy and I's fun things to do is feed the birds. And I think about the sparrows. Many sparrows come. They're all over the place. We have a few cardinals and every now and then a woodpecker or something really unique. But the sparrows are kind of common. And yet God watches over each one of them. How much more does he watch over each one of you as well? You are precious in his sight, and you are to be loved. You are loved by God. All right, let's continue here in Psalm 27, verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And verse 14, I think, is a beautiful verse. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What a beautiful verse. This psalm starts out with wonderful verses and ends with beautiful verses. And as I think of the times that we can wait on the Lord, through waiting on him, it builds strength in us. His Holy Spirit comes and ministers to us. And he also ministers to us in song. And I thought of a couple songs here. Many are appropriate. The hymns are so beautiful. You know, I grew up singing hymns from the time I was little on up, and I just continue to love them, even here in my older years. And so the one I chose to finish out here, Psalm 26, again, you may remain seated. Let's sing Jesus, I Am Resting, Psalm 4, or number 462. Number 462.
Well, let's sing 1, 3, and 4. Okay. 462.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon thee, and thy beauty fills my soul. For by thy transforming power, thou hast made me whole. Simply trusting thee, Lord Jesus, I behold thee as thou art, and thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings, meets, supplies its every need, compasseth me round with blessings, thine is love indeed. Ever lift thy face upon me as I work and wait for thee. Resting 'neath thy smile, Lord Jesus, there's dark shadows flee. Brightness of my Father's glory, sunshine of my Father's face, keep me ever trusting, resting, fill me with thy grace.
Thank you, Jim and Judy. They worked with me on this at the last minute, and they did a great job. So we don't know what we're going to face tomorrow, next week, next year, but we know a few things. We know that God will always be with us, that he is watching over us, just as he watches over a sparrow. The key verses in this psalm, I'd just like to go over once again. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Therefore, I will offer up sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. You know, that's a great verse. Oftentimes when I'm down, won't something like a song pick you up? You'll just hear it on the radio, or you'll start singing one or humming one, and music is just a gift from God, and I just find a lot of times it just blesses my soul. So the scripture combined with the hymns and the music and the songs are a blessing. And then the last verse, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we could be here this morning. I pray, Lord, that you would bless each one that's here, Lord. May you walk beside them, Lord. May they know your peace. May they know your power. May they know your presence. May they trust you, Lord. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to be our Savior. Thank you that our eternity is secure in you, Lord. Help us to always remember that as we walk through these days that are sometimes uncertain. Help us to continue on until you come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.